Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
We're here for public forum. Public forum is an opportunity for the public to get up and speak about anything they'd like to discuss.
We should have something on 10 that dissuades the public from ever going towards staff and their questioning. So, you know, I don't need to see Rebecca getting grilled by a member of the public. They're here for our pleasure. They're here for our backup. And we're to protect staff.
So the meeting prior in the Santa Rosa County Commission was 5 hours long. That was the meeting about the second phase of the Pea Ridge Connector, and the people were upset because it was one of the maps had it going right over top of Baker Road, which goes to the subdivision that those people didn't want turned into a massive highway. In the course of that conversation, you had two different times that people from the public, when they were speaking, they were kind of grilling the county engineer, Rebecca Jones. Unfortunately, same name as a different Rebecca Jones. It's not the same person. the Democrat activist who ran against Matt Gaetz just, you know, raises a stink about COVID reporting and all that. Okay, two different people. Completely different people. Same name. Anyway, and in one case, kind of, you know, didn't quite get up in her face or anything, but kind of, you know, like moved towards her as, you know, being involved in this conversation with her. And that's what they were talking about. Kerry Smith saying, I don't like to see that.
But the rest of staff, I do not believe they should be ever confronted in that way. That was something that just, it made me a little ill to my stomach to see that, because number one, our county engineer didn't sign up for that. And I want to make sure we never have that happen again.
Yeah, so it seems like a natural thing that you want to protect the staff from having to be confronted in the ways that the politicians should have to endure, and that maybe the county administrator should have to endure to a degree. But, you know, the rule in typical order is that you're talking to the chair. You know, if they really wanted to be sticklers about it, you wouldn't even talk to, you know, somebody who's not the chairman. And in fact, in Tallahassee, they have this very annoying, I mean, it is so annoying that, you know, if you have the person at the podium and the person who's interacting with them from the group, from the dais, however that's on the committee, it's always, you know, chair recognized, you're recognized, chairman recognized, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I mean, like, it's obnoxious. So thank goodness we don't do that. But, you know, there is a sense in which, you know, who are you really supposed to be talking to? And different bodies deal with it differently and require these rules differently. Santa Rosa County, much like Milton, is a little bit more freewheeling than, for example, the Escambia County Commission or the Pensacola City Council. Not because there's no obnoxious people in Escambia or Pensacola. You know, there are. But they just kind of, you know, deal with it a little bit differently. James Calkins is like, I don't know what the problem is. Let them harangue the staff. That's fine. They're big people.
All of us up here that sit on this dais should be available to answer questions. What do they got to hide? What's the problem with answering a gentleman's question? There is no problem unless you got something to hide. So I think all our staff should answer any questions that a citizen asks.
Yeah, you might not want to be on the receiving end of a cross-examination from a citizen. That doesn't mean you have something to hide. That just means that's not what you signed up for. The implication that he seems to be making, that anybody who wouldn't want to be on the receiving end of a cross X is, you know, doing something wrong. I don't like. See, you have this delicate balance when you're running a county. On the one hand, sure, you want to respond to the public and you want to let people respond to the public, and you certainly want to get information out. on the other hand, if people don't like working at your county, they will leave and go to another place. It happens many times. Unfortunately, historically, my view is that James Caulkins has been responsible for creating an environment within which people don't want to stay at the county. At least some of them. The ways he has talked about things in the county and sometimes about staff is, if I were in the county, I wouldn't want to stay under that environment either. Even though you don't report directly to him, it's always through the county administrator, right? And, you know, so he tends to err on the side of not doing a great job of protecting the work environment, the culture, so to speak, of the county. But, you know, there is a case to be made that the public does have a right to know stuff. And so that's why you have the commissioners intercede. You ask the commissioner and then they ask the staff. The back and forth directly between the public and the staff, I also think, is generally not a great thing.
I'm really ashamed people done Rebecca like that. We should have stepped up and done something right quick. We didn't.
So Ray Eddington was unhappy about it. Colton Wright was unhappy about it. Kerry Smith was unhappy about it. Colton Wright thinks it's just fine. Sam Parker had the last say.
Never had the discussion with Rebecca, but since it was brought up today, I don't think anything the man did during that meeting was in any way threatening towards Rebecca. I think Rebecca knows me enough that if there was something the man was going to do to harm Rebecca, I'd probably be the first one to throat punch him.
To throat punch. I think he said to throat punch him, not to throw punches.
First one to throat punch him.
Yeah, to throat punch him. As a former law enforcement officer, he's well aware that you can end this pretty quickly. And again, this is one of those things where the critics of Kerry Smith are going to put this in and say he was just criticizing Sam Parker as an election year tactic because they're at odds with each other. I don't read Kerry Smith as doing that, but some of them definitely did, including Sam Parker read it that way. But generally speaking, yes, I don't think that staff should necessarily be cross-examined. This actually came up again in the Navarro Corporation stuff because, well, you know, I might play that in here just a second. I wasn't going to play those clips today because I figured the Navarro Corporation is actually kind of a separate issue. And maybe I will do that a little bit different day. But just, I don't know, it's something that does come up once in a while, and generally speaking, you want to protect the staff. I'll be honest, and I think, honestly, I think, and Rebecca, to my knowledge, never complained. You know, she never said anything. I don't think she was upset about it. I didn't call to ask her, but I just think probably not. I think there's also a part of this that's, you know, men protecting women. I don't know how they would have handled it if it had been a male, you know, director of the department. Would they have been any different? Would they have felt any more need to, you know, criticize the behavior? I don't know. Some people are like, well, Andrew, if that's it, then it kind of looks like, you know, a weird kind of protective chauvinist. You know what? I would rather live in a world where men feel it's their duty to protect women. That's an okay world to live in. That's a healthy world to live in. Now, I don't think that's what was going on necessarily, but I kind of wondered if there wasn't a little bit of that because, frankly, even if that's true, it does not bother me. I just think we're in a better place if men view it as their job to protect women in general. Well, Andrew, don't you know women don't need protecting? Okay, you pick your world, I'll pick mine. I'd rather live in my world. We can have an argument about it if you want. 618 on News Radio Pensacola. Jimmy's got traffic for us. Jimmy?
If you are driving southbound on North Palafox Road, you are going to see some slowdowns in between Fairfield and Maxwell Street there. And if you're coming in from Pacer Milton, you might see a little bit of a slowdown right before the Woodbine Road intersection. It's unclear as to whether that is due to the accident there earlier or construction. We'll have more information on that later. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, if you're thinking about getting that next vehicle, replacing the one you got, or maybe putting off thinking about that next vehicle because you don't like the idea of having to do it and go through the process and, you know, well, okay, Frontier gets that. They understand. They know you don't like to buy a car, and so they're there for you to shop and look and do it easily without having to feel inconvenienced or annoyed or harassed. And the cars are all open. You can go sit in any of them you want. You want to, you know, borrow one and test drive it, do it. 2, 3, test drive it. No problem. In fact, I always recommend, and I'm serious about this, is go ahead and drive 4 or 5. Don't just drive 1 or 2. Drive 4 or 5 different cars. Get a real sense of what the alternatives are and what you like or don't like. And I say include in that process a car that you think you're not going to buy. You know, just for fun. You may hate it. Great. You may love it. Interesting. You know, is it worth, if it's an extra price? Or maybe it's just something like, I never thought I'd be into a Jeep, but holy smokes, these are kind of fun. I don't know. Maybe you're like, I hate Jeeps now, and I know why. Okay, fine. Either way, it's just, it's an experience. Why not? Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Your road to adventure starts with the 2024 Subaru Outback and the 2024 Subaru Forester. Both come standard with symmetrical all-wheel drive for confidence along the way. The Subaru Outback, according to Kelley Blue Book, is one of the best family cars of 2023. And according to Auto Trader and my good friend Max here, the Subaru Forester is one of the 2023 best cars for dog lovers. For information on all the awards and accolades from Kelley Blue Book and Auto Trader on the Subaru brand, the Subaru Outback, and the Subaru Forester, visit KellyBlueBookKBB.com and AutoTrader.com. Whether you're a Forester family or an Outback family, your road to adventure starts in a Subaru from Anderson Subaru. Go where love takes you. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company, Incorporated. Auto Trader is a registered trademark and used with permission.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in, with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Join the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10:30 as Bess Marks from Lazy Boy joins the show. They'll be talking about upcoming events at all three Gulf Coast locations, Pensacola, Spanish Fort, and Mobile, and how to incorporate Lazy Boy's free in-home design service with recliners, sofas, accessories, and artwork to make your home look just like a picture out of a magazine.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
We used to argue about whose turn it was to clean the gutters, but then I had Leaf Filter Gutter Protection installed.
Wait, I told you Leaf Filter had free inspections and estimates and a lifetime guarantee.
Meaning we never have to argue about whose turn it is to clean the gutters again.
But I visited leaffilter.com/beacon first.
No, I did.
It doesn't matter who. Visit leaffilter.com/beacon to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off today.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. 4 to 7 on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
This incident is going down on your permanent record.
Good morning, 6:23 on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
The Justice Department scheduling a meeting with the families of victims of two fatal Boeing 737 MAX crashes. The DOJ contacted the families this week as it's close to deciding on if Boeing violated a 2021 deal that allowed it to escape criminal prosecution regarding those deaths. Live Nation offering tickets to select concerts for just $25 through later this month, through May 14th. Lots of concerts all around that may qualify for that. And Andrew, the Boy Scouts making a name change here. They're changing their name officially to Scouting America. That's going to be effective as of February 2025. They say it's a sign of their commitment to inclusion.
Yeah, you know, I kind of mentioned this last hour, David. Thank you so much for the update. That this is not a big change for the Boy Scouts, even though it feels like a big change for the Boy Scouts, and especially for people who grew up in that environment. You know, I mean, I have Eagle Scouts and Life Scouts in my family. I only made it to second class, you know, so I was not a great scout. But this is more of, I think, honestly, ditching the name, which I hate. I always hate these rebrandings that ditch the tradition. But the tradition of including girls is much more of a shift than the tradition of changing the name. The name now actually better reflects the fact that they include girls. And gay scouts, going back to 2013, and gay scout leaders in 2015, and girls as 2017. In fact, 6,000 girls have now achieved the Eagle Scout rank. So, I mean, it's not a small share. Now, the other things to keep in mind is that the Boy Scouts have been shrinking. You know, they had all the scandals, okay, and that was a big problem for them. And then they, you know, they've been shrinking in terms of enrollment. There's also been this thought among the Girl Scouts that there's competition, you know, if the Boy Scouts are going to include girls or Scouts America is going to include girls, that's drawing the potential pool of candidates who would otherwise go into the Girl Scouts, which is, you know, I think that's a fair criticism. But here's the – I have more thoughts on this about a subject. We don't talk much about this, okay? And it's important to think about what's lost when you stop having single-gender scouting. And I'll explain in just a second. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives.
If you are coming into Pensacola from Pace or Milton, you might see a little bit of a slowdown before the Escambia Bay Bridge, but clearing up right after the Woodbine Road intersection. And if you're heading into Gulf Breeze from Pensacola, we are seeing a little bit of a slowdown on the Pensacola Bay Bridge heading into Gulf Breeze. Heading eastbound on 98, you can expect to see some morning traffic building up right after the Navarre Beach Causeway, heading to Windhaven Beach as well. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. So, single-sex scouting versus co-ed scouting, okay? They are different. And for somebody who says they're not different, I think either you're lying or you just haven't had experience with both of them. I mean, if you've ever been to a camp or any kind of a, you know, activity situation where you're only with members of your same gender, only women, only men, only girls, only boys, whatever, especially for an extended period of time, like a weekend or a week, okay? Because high adventure is like 2 weeks long. And that's, you know, I did high adventure in Wisconsin. It's a canoeing thing. And yeah, I mean, that was great. And did scouting for several years, of course. Okay, if you and then I've also done co-ed things, right? You know, choir tour, you know. Think about dorms in college. Dorms with girls and guys separated, girls and guys together, are fundamentally different. Co-ed teams are different than single-gender teams. They just are. And again, if you think they're not, I mean, like, what world are you living in? You're not paying attention, okay? So here's the thing. The experience of only being around, we'll take scouting, boys at camp or at high adventure or on retreats, campouts, is simply different. And part of what makes it different is that when girls and boys are together, there's always the possibility of attraction, romance, desire, behavior, however you want to style it. When girls and boys are together, it's different because of the sexual tension between the genders. And the kinds of relationships that you build and the kinds of experiences that you have when you're only around people who are, let's say it this way, it's a little crude way to say it, but sexually unavailable because there's no sexual potential in that, as in same gender relationships. My male friends, our relationships are different than my male-female friends' relationships, right? Again, if you don't know that, like, are you not paying attention? You know, can men and women be friends, and to refer to When Harry Met Sally? Oh, sure, but there's always an asterisk. There just is. Now, one of the things that, again, doesn't get talked about very much is in a world where same-sex relationships are fully embraced and normalized, you change all of this. Because now, if you have all boys together in an environment, and let's say some of them are gay, you now have reintroduced that sexual potential, that romantic desire, whatever you want to call it, potential, into that environment. A relationship where it's all guys and they're all straight is different from a situation in which they're all guys, and some of them are straight, and some of them are not. And the normalization of homosexuality, boys and girls, changes all of this. Because you suddenly have you've lost that kind of safe environment to build relationships that cannot, will not, never can have, and never have to worry about having any of that sexual dynamic, that romantic component. So you can talk about whether single sex, single gender scouting is better or worse. I think there's arguments to be made that, you know, co-ed scouting is better, that co-ed sports teams are better. They are in some ways. But you cannot dispute that they're different. And especially, again, in a world where we've kind of redefined sexuality to include same-gender relationships, everything is different because everything is possible. And so the things that used to be ruled out that were taboo and forbidden have gone away. And again, which is better, which is worse? Interesting conversation. But you cannot dispute that they're different. And so I think it's a loss of something that was meaningful to go to mixed gender scouting.
Fox News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. Stormy Daniels will be back on the stand tomorrow in the New York versus Donald Trump trial after the judge denied their defense's request for a mistrial.
The judge had to warn Stormy Daniels and the prosecution that her testimony gave irrelevant and unnecessary details about her alleged 2006 affair with Trump.
That is Fox's Brooke Singman. The former president denies the affair. Police clashed with protesters, arresting dozens as they cleared encampments at George Washington University in D.C. This just hours before D.C.'s mayor and police chief head to the Hill to testify about ongoing demonstrations. The Biden administration confirming it's holding back the shipment of about 3,500 bombs to Israel over concerns they could be used in Rafah. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio Pensacola. 78 degrees, mostly cloudy this morning. Escambia Sheriff's investigators are still working to try and put all the pieces together after two recent fatal shooting incidents. Two Sundays ago, three men were killed in what deputies called a targeted ambush as they sat in a car at West Jackson Square. Just a few nights later, a male victim was found dead with multiple gunshot wounds on Topaz Avenue. Chief Deputy Andrew Hobbs stopped short of saying the two are related, but he did say homicides are almost never random.
You know, in some cases it's drug related, in some cases it's money related, in some cases it's domestic violence related. Very, very, very rarely is there a homicide that doesn't have a connection.
Hobbs does say they're still looking for suspects in both of those cases, but it hasn't helped that a lot of people haven't been willing to come forward and talk to investigators. Patients and former staff members now reacting to the recent Florida Department of Health report about Gulf Breeze plastic surgeon Ben Brown. News Radio's Joe Ford with
the
more.
The report released last week said that Dr. Brown presents danger to the health, welfare, and safety of the public because of his unwillingness or inability to follow medical procedures. The 30-page order from Surgeon General Dr. Joe Latipo ruled that Brown could only perform operations in a licensed hospital while being supervised. The P&J talked with multiple individuals who say the ruling didn't go far enough and Brown should lose his medical license altogether. It was back in November. Brown's wife Hillary died a week after she went into cardiac arrest while he was performing several operations on her. The Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office is investigating to see if any criminal charges will be filed. Joe Ford, News Radio, Pensacola.
Thank you, Joe. Marco Rubio, part of a bipartisan attempt to help victims of human trafficking. The senator announcing yesterday that he and New York Democrat Kirsten Gillibrand have introduced the Trafficking Survivors Relief Act. Rubio says the bill will allow the criminal records of nonviolent trafficking survivors to be expunged. He says it's important legislation that would grant many survivors the opportunity to contribute positively to their communities. Well, Florida's got a new multimillionaire. The Florida Lotto announcing yesterday that a Powerball ticket sold in Miami Lakes hit a $214 million jackpot. That winner will be eligible for a one-time lump sum payment of over $100 million. They have yet to come forward. Governor Ron DeSantis signing a bill promoting tax relief in Florida. That includes the back-to-school sales tax holiday this year.
It allows you to get no tax on many clothing items, school supplies, computers, learning aids.
The legislation would also include the disaster preparedness tax holiday and offers corporate income tax breaks for providing child care and hiring disabled workers. The governor says the bill provides more than $1 billion in tax breaks. 634 News Radio Pensacola. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Jimmy, what are you seeing?
Well, if you're coming in from Pace and Milton, we are still seeing a backup right before Woodbine Road, building up slowly but surely. It's unclear as to whether that was due to the accident that was prevalent there earlier or a construction zone, so we'll try and get some more information on that later. And if you're coming into Pensacola from Gulf Breeze and Navarre, you are looking clear all the way into town, and coming in from Cantonment, Highway 29, looking pretty clear as well. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. This report sponsored by Robert Half. 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring today. Robert Half is here to help. At Robert Half, they know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to be seeing a nice, warm, humid day today. Temperatures near 85 degrees for your high. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 75. For Thursday, 20% chance of a few showers in the evening hours, high near 87. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 72. Keeping rain chances around on Friday morning, 50% chance of rain. A few storms could be strong, 83 degrees for that high on Friday, low near 63. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now, we do have mostly cloudy skies, 78 in Pensacola, 77 in Gulf Breeze, 76 in Milton. Our next news at 7 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. A new 106-room extended stay hotel will be built in New Orleans, and the hope is that it will be ready in time for next year's Super Bowl in the city. The Home 2 Suites by Hilton will have affordable and spacious rooms, with some that even include kitchens. Grocery delivery company Instacart is partnering with Uber Eats to offer a new perk to its customers, restaurant delivery. Instacart said that shoppers will see a restaurant's tab in the company's app in the coming weeks. Orders will be delivered by Uber Eats drivers. The grocery delivery giant said its Instacart Plus members will get free restaurant delivery for orders over $35. Regular Instacart members will be charged Uber Eats delivery fees. Futures are slightly lower. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials gained 31, the NASDAQ lost 16, and the S&P 500 up 6. Once again, futures are slightly lower. That's your money now.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Is your house making you sick? Learn about the hazards lurking in your home that can affect your health due to high humidity levels and excess moisture. High humidity levels and excess moisture inside the home are the leading cause of insect infestation, mold, mildew, musty odors, and fungi, which can result in making you sick. Condensations on windows and vents, blistering or peeling paint, and cupping of hardwood floors are all signs of high humidity levels and excess moisture. Learn more today at 9 on Pep Talk with Lisa Murphy from Southern Climate Solutions.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Here come the jesters, 1, 2, 3. It's all part of my fantasy. I love the music.
There's even some here in the chamber today that do not want a city of Navarre. However, it's not their vote I want. No, it's only your vote I want, gentlemen. Yes, your vote to allow the citizens of Navarre to vote either for a city or against it. I mean, after all, isn't that the American way?
Protect Navarre is not anti-government, and neither am I. I absolutely understand our founding principles, but I also know the nature of government. We are against incorporation, not government. It's not that we don't want government, we just feel we have enough already.
I've heard a lot of rumblings on Facebook, I'm sure they're not all true, but about, if you don't support us, we're gonna get rid of you type of thing. I think that's a lot of bullshit right there. Pardon my language.
Pardon extended with a bleep. 641 on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. Yeah, the question about Navarre Incorporation was the reason we had such a big meeting on Monday. I assume that'll be maybe they realize they don't need to have a big meeting tomorrow. I don't know. Time will tell. But Ray Eddington, who is the commissioner for District 4, which is the Navarre area, and he kind of explained why so many people were there today, why he wanted to have this conversation.
Some of the people wanting to incorporate come to me to talk about this. Then I had a representative call me and want me put it to a vote.
What?
Today. That is not my place to put a vote on anything. That's a state thing. But I am here to listen to both sides. And I think that's what we should do, listen.
Somebody, state representative called him to tell him to have a straw vote on whether to incorporate Navarre?
But I do not appreciate a person from another level of government calling me and asking me to do this.
Uh-oh.
They should have done it on their own.
Mm-hmm.
Not to put it in my lap. But they did. And it's over with. They did do it, and we're going to listen to these people and see how we go.
Who?
Respectfully, can
Thank
I
you.
Ask a quick question?
Hawkins,
Thank you. Just so there's a lot of representatives, what representative asked you to put this on the agenda?
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Mr. Rudman talked to me about it.
Okay.
That's who it was.
Joel Rudman, District 3. Now, what's interesting is the district lines between 2, which is Alex Andrade, and 3, which is Joel Rudman, kind of both of them have Navarre. They each have a slice of it. Alex has the southern portion, and Rudman has the northern side, basically, like the Holly area. So I suppose either one of them could be involved in this, but it is a weird thing for him to, like, call Ray and say, you have a vote, because I don't know. It'd be more like the people asking him to do something, in which case he should do it, more publicly. The pro and con on this, we've been having this conversation for years about whether Navarre should incorporate. Is it going to cost more? Is it not going to cost more? I mean, it's going to cost more. Incorporation costs more. We had this whole conversation with Perdido City last year, right? So it costs. You need to do a study. Apparently, this study is not very good. And so we need a better study. And you basically have the question not of whether we should or shouldn't incorporate, but you have the question of whether we should have a vote on the incorporation or not. And I tend to be on the side that says, hey, have a vote, I mean, allow the vote. Now, of course, the people who don't want the thing to happen would prefer to also not have the vote on having the thing happen, because that's a sure way to make sure that you don't ever get the thing to happen. But look, if people want to try to incorporate, that is certainly their right. I don't know that it's a good idea or not, and I certainly don't live in Navarre, so I'm cautious about having an opinion too much about that. I didn't have a real strong opinion about Perdido incorporating. I think that's, you know, I saw the arguments for, I saw the arguments against. I think, well, you know, it's a choice. I live in unincorporated Escambia County. I've lived in cities. I've lived in not cities. You know, both have their advantages. In any case, one of the suggestions that was made was, I did not catch this woman's last name. Yvonne said,
I really, and I have, you know, said this to those who support incorporation. I'm just not sure. However, what I am sure about is if in 1858, you can have seven debates between Douglas and Lincoln in a matter of 3 months, we could probably have, at a minimum, six debates between now, and this would be November.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that you need six, but a couple of good, solid advocates on both side type debates. I would even favor a two-person debate, you know, policy debate like I'm used to from high school and college. Yes, so much better than having, like, the public forum serve as the substitute for that. Have a debate. I mean, that's better than a presentation, too. I kind of wish we would have had something like that for Perdido. You know, have a good, solid public debate about this. That's a really good idea. I like it. The part about all this conversation I did not like is the way it got styled as, if you are a Republican, then you're against this, and if you're a Democrat or if you are for this, it's because you're a Democrat. I think there's a significant misunderstanding of what Republicanism and what conservatism is, and we'll get to that in just a second. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives.
If you are coming in from Pace or Milton, we are still seeing quite a backup right before, on Highway 90, right before the Woodbine intersection, right outside Back Alley Sports Pub. Backed up all the way to Chemukla Highway intersection. So expect some delays through there. Once you get on the bridge, you are clear to come into Pensacola. And if you are coming in from Gulf Breeze and Navarre, you're looking good all the way into Pensacola this morning. Eastbound on 98, you're going to see some traffic building up on Navarre Beach all the way to Windhaven Beach going eastbound. And if you're planning on going to Destin today, just be advised, the road right at Eglin Beach Beach Park is closed on 98, and that's causing quite a backup there for about a half mile and a half or so. So be advised. We should also mention that the naval base is closed today and tomorrow to the public. So if you are trying to go to the naval base, you might have to wait till next week.
That's exactly right.
If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, if you've got a plumbing issue, a leak, a drip, a weird sound in the wall, you flush the toilet, does something odd, or the temperature, the pressure, or, you know, you tried to fix something and you unfixed it, guilty here. Call Barbary Plumbing. They'll come out and take care of it. Flat rate pricing by the job, not by the hour. So they'll tell you what it's going to be worth, and then you decide whether you want to keep trying it yourself or have it done right. I paid to have it done right. 477-87-NA. We're great. 477-87-82 for Barbary Plumbing. Back to this conversation about Navarre Incorporation. Oh, somebody says it was Yvonne Harper. Thank you. I appreciate that. That name is familiar to me. I apologize. I did not know that was who that was speaking. Deborah Harsher got up and talked about, I think she might have mentioned Reagan in this, but she definitely was mentioning Speaker of the House Mike Johnson in this, and talking about what is the American concept of government. And I'll tell you in advance, I think she's wrong about this, but I'll explain why. Because this, one of the back and forth issues was, is incorporating Navarre adding a layer of government, increasing government, as in decreasing freedom, which typically that's the relationship. But I'll explain why I'm not sure in this case. Here goes. Here's her comments.
The very second one he brings up is limited government. For individual liberty to be championed, government must be reduced. We believe, as our founders did, that legitimate government operates only by the consent of the government and is more efficient and less corrupt when it is limited in its size and its scope. He's really making a point. If we're Republicans, we don't believe in more layers of government. We don't believe in bigger government. We want it reduced. That's our goal. It's supposed to be to make it smaller, less layers, less expense.
Okay, that's part of what she said. This was the sort of inflammatory comment, but I'll come back to the analysis in a second.
I will vote Republican, true Republican. And anyone that votes for incorporation is not a true Republican in my mind.
Okay. disagree, and let me explain why. It's not, remember Mike Johnson that she was quoting when he says?
Its size and its scope.
Scope. You can't gloss over the meaning of scope in that comment. One of the basic principles of conservatism, which I appreciate one of the subsequent speakers that got up and spoken and worked with Reagan and Bush and a really sharp guy named Dan Abbott, he said, and he's right, conservatism is about getting government to be as small as possible so that you can maximize freedom. The way you make government smaller so that you can maximize freedom is by keeping government as responsive to the issues and the people that give consent to it, which means keeping it as local as possible. The problem with big government is that it's easy to have big government when that government is at a distance, either geographically or conceptually or in terms of access or in terms of knowledge or responsiveness. These are all part of the package. When the government is at a distance, the people who want to expand government for the purpose of expanding government, for the power that it brings and the joy that it brings to have power and use it, it will always grow when it's at a distance because the people aren't able to rein it in. Think about our federal government. The reason the federal government is huge and unresponsive to your concerns is because it is at a distance politically, geographically, cognitively, all of that. The federal government budget is about $6 trillion. They spend about $6 or $7 trillion a year. The states all together spend around 2.5 to 3. The local, municipal, and county governments spend between 1 and 2. It's hard to get good numbers on these things. But that's kind of your relationship, generally speaking. But which government level does more? Well, I think in a lot of ways you can say the local governments do the most. And yet their number is actually the smallest of all three. Why is that? Because at the local level, if they spent $500 on an ashtray, to pick an example that's sort of infamous, you'd fire the bums. But when the Pentagon does it, who are you going to fire? The principle the Catholics have, it's called subsidiarity. It's a great principle. See, it's the basic idea that you get the government closest to the people because that's the government that is going to watch its P's and Q's and behave, because you're going to bump into those people at the Publix and you're going to see them at the, you know, the football game on Friday night. And those people are scared of you. Good. And they really care what you think every day, not just in November, every 2 or 4 years. And they are have to be responsive to you. And they are kept informed by you in a way that, for example, your congressmen and your senators aren't. And in a way that, you know, Tallahassee isn't as much as. Tallahassee is better than D.C., but Tallahassee is not as good as Milton or Pensacola. And so when people say add a layer of government, what they imply is more government. The alternative is maybe when you have an additional entity, I love the way Tom Danheiser explained this, is, you know, we have an additional body, sure, that doesn't necessarily mean more. That might actually mean less, because that government is going to take over responsibility and protect your freedom better than one that's a little bit farther away in Milton or one that's much farther away in Tallahassee. And so it might seem like adding a municipal government is adding cost, that's true, and therefore jeopardizing freedom, and it could be. But at the same time, something like home rule, local rule at the county level, you know, you might make the argument, well, you just shouldn't have counties, just let the state run things. Would that be better for freedom or worse for freedom? Well, what happens when the state preempts stuff? It's worse for freedom, typically. Because the government is no longer as close to the people as it should be. Same argument about whether you should or shouldn't have a city government. It kind of depends on what the county's doing. It kind of depends on what the state is doing. It could be a source for less government. It could be a source for protecting freedom better. It could also be a source for jeopardizing freedom more. But the one thing you know about a local government is that it is more susceptible to the power of the people to control it and have influence on it. Just for example, think about it this way. If you're in Navarre, and let's say Navarre has a city, and you got a problem in your city, okay, where are you more likely to get satisfaction? From your city council and mayor, or from the folks in Milton who are elected by the entire county? I mean, the answer is obvious. If you live in Pensacola, who do you get more response from? Do you get more response from city government or from the county? That's the reason cities exist, in part, and because they have a different, you know, what they want to do. But and by the way, I don't mean to cast aspersions on either county's governments or their elected leaders. It's not that big of a margin between the city and the county, but there's still a question of how well tailored is the government to your needs, how much does it suit the desires and the demands and the complaints of the local population, and again, responsiveness. How responsive is Tallahassee compared to, you know, Milton or Pensacola county government? And how responsive is Tallahassee compared to D.C.? That's it. That's the point. So this false belief that if you're a conservative, you don't believe in, for example, a city government, or you don't believe in a county government by extension. An extra governmental body does not necessarily mean more restriction. It can. It might well mean more cost. But that doesn't necessarily mean you get a worse government or one that's, you know, less conservative. You might actually get one that's more conservative because more responsive to a conservative population. Anyway, it's a point that people are taking for granted. And I really appreciated that this one gentleman brought out, you know, his experience, Dan Abbott, with, you know, the Bush and the Reagan administrations and other folks, and challenging that premise that, you know, just because you have an extra name of government, that doesn't mean that you have more government restriction. It can, but it doesn't have to mean that. And if you do it right, it actually means the opposite, because they're going to watch themselves more because they know you're right there. You're right there down the street. 655 on News Radio Pensacola. Jimmy's got traffic for us.
If you are heading southbound on 85, traffic is slowing down, if not just completely backed up, going all the way from Live Oak Church Road to West Redstone Avenue. So if you're trying to get on I-10 in Milton, I would recommend trying to hop on Highway 90 instead. And if you're heading eastbound on 98, traffic is looking backed up all the way from the Navarre Beach Causeway to Windhaven Beach. And even a little bit further, almost halfway to Herbert Field. So expect some delays through there. If you're coming into Payson Milton, if you're coming in from Payson Milton into Pensacola, we are still seeing a lot of traffic backed up going from Woodbine Road on Highway 90 to the Chemukla intersection. So expect some delays there. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Wave Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional, modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctors are not going to send you an email with what might work from most people. We are results-driven. Concierge. You don't pay for medication. It's included, but you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Pensacola. Come see our friendly team in Pensacola and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low-T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to WaveMen'sHealth.com and book your appointment today. WaveMen'sHealth.com.
Pensacola Christian Academy is the area's premier kindergarten learning program. Why? Because in a fun, safe environment, even four-year-olds learn to read, beginning with letters and sounds, progressing to reading words, sentences, and stories. And the best part? If your child attends K-4 and K-5 at Pensacola Christian Academy, you'll get first grade tuition-free. Spots are filling quickly, so go to enrollpca.com to register now.
You've built up the equity in your home. Now, a home equity line of credit from PinAir Credit Union can help you put it to great use. So build something incredible, like a backyard oasis or new walk-in shower. Invest in something special, like education or your business. Or just replace your roof. Boring, but important. Whatever you need, a home equity line of credit from PinAir is ready and waiting. And since there's no annual fee and no closing costs, a PinAir home equity line is always a perfect fit. Get started at PinAir.org/HELOC. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
You're a storyteller, negotiator, artist, innovator. Whatever your passion, whatever your skills, behind the scenes or in front, you belong here. A career in broadcast media. Local radio and TV stations in every town and city need someone like you. So do what you love and bring your talent to life.
6:59 here on News Radio Pensacola. David Wayne has got a quick headline for us. David?
I do. A Pennsylvania man's emotional support alligator is missing, Andrew. Joey Henney says his alligator
Wally. We talked
about
this on Transgressors last week. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Did he get it back?
Well, not yet.
Still missing.
There was a report that said it was found, but it was not true. Okay. Alligator is still missing.
Many alligators are alike.
I thought it was a different alligator.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.